Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. Today we are joined by the folks from Ferg's Public House on College Avenue in Aledo, Manager Bob Johnson and Jamie Ruggles, who manages the kitchen, correct?
Right.
All right, Jamie, thanks so much. Bob, thanks for coming in today. Now, Bob, you are the new manager at Ferg's Public House. Can you tell us how you became or came to be about the new manager of Ferg's?
It actually also happened over social media. Rick had posted something several years ago about another opportunity, and I had responded, hey, I'd be interested in doing that. And so a couple days later, he wrote back, he goes, it's funny, he goes, because you're who I had in mind when I posted that. So we got to chatting, and I came out to Aledo for a visit, and we talked about the opportunity, and then it kind of went away, and then a year or so later, something else came up, and he called me back, and he said, are you still interested? So I came out here again for a trip, and we visited the location, and I decided to move here.
All right, Bob. Well, we're glad to have you, and thanks so much for coming in today for the Business Spotlight. Jamie, you are no stranger to the Business Spotlight, and we want to bring you on and talk about the Ferg's menu. Now, I've been bringing some friends in from out of town to eat, and they say those burgers are absolutely delicious. Let's see, one had the fish sandwich as well. Tell me about the menu. What's new on there?
Well, we kind of stick with some of our popular old standards and then kind of tweak it and play with some new things, try them out as specials and see how they go over. And if they go over well, then we add them to the permanent menu. We get a lot of feedback from customers say, hey, I'd like to see this or try this. And have you ever made this? So we do a lot of playing and experimenting that way. Appetizers, of course, are always a big thing because we're a bar and we have drinks and everything. So we're going to be doing some new appetizers here the first of the year.
Can you tell me about any of them? Can you reveal any of those appetizers yet,
well,
Jamie?
one I can. We've had wings forever, but we have heard some complaints about our wings. So, they just like with COVID, everything was just kind of messed up, price-wise, size-wise, quality-wise. So I've been shopping around, and we've got some nice, big, fat, juicy wings now that we're going to bring out and try those.
The really good big meaty wings. Yes. I love it. All right, so that'll be on the appetizer menu coming up here. Anything else, Jamie, you want to think about there on the menu? I know you guys have daily specials, and it's a really good value that you offer over there for the daily specials. What do you want to speak to that a little bit, Bob, about what you can get at Ferg's? Come in during the day for lunch, and you've got a great deal up on the board.
Yeah, some of the weekly specials are like the standards that people come in for. Like, I mean, it's the same people, you know, the same handful of people that come in. They're regulars. They love it. And we love them for coming. So we love those staples that make people come in again and again. However, there are some new opportunities we want to try. We want to, you know, get back to doing more daily specials with a drink special and things like that. So those are things we're going to try over the next 4 or 5 weeks. I can't give you any details on that, but they will be coming. You'll be the first to know because we'll ask you to talk about it.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you guys being on WRMJ. I wanted to talk a little bit about Fridays now because you've started from 4 to 8 p.m. Kind of a happy hour situation there, Bob.
Yeah, we're trying to do something to try and kick off the weekend. I know that coming up in Lent, we're going to do a big thing for fish and chips, which we hope will be a big success because it brings me back to when I was a kid. We always had a restaurant in town where everybody did fish and chips on Friday, and I'd kind of like to bring that retro kind of feeling back to here in a nice small town like this where, you know, there's a place to go on Friday nights. But also in the bar itself, we'd like to provide some, you know, some snacks and things like that to get people to come. So whether you're coming there for dinner or you're going to stop there for a drink before you go to dinner, we want to make Ferg's the place where everyone just starts their weekend.
Bob, you guys have been giving back to the community for quite a while. How did you give back in 2023? Or do you want to talk about some ways that you'll be giving back in 24?
It's funny you use the word community because that's a big word we use. The owner's a bit of a philanthropist himself, and coming back to a small town where he grew up in was really important to him, and it's really important to him to give back to the community. So I don't want to name names and miss somebody or say something, but we do a lot of community events like with the 4-H and Scouts, and I know there's some big capital campaigns in the city coming up that we're going to be part of. But it is very important for us to give back to the community because that's the backbone of our business. So we want to be there for them.
And you're always there for the fun as well. I know you just had some big New Year's events and the day of New Year's. What are some big events coming to Ferg's in 2024, Bob?
Well, usually the big civic events like the Rhubarb Festival and Antique Days, but we're going to plan some things for the holidays like Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. We're going to try and do a little more live entertainment. Because the venue is smaller, we have to pick and choose what's appropriate for us, but we want to have a little more options for entertainment and, you know, places to go for the public.
Bob Johnson, welcome to the community in Fergs, and we look forward to saying hello to you on a frequent basis. And Jamie, thank you so much for coming
in
today. We appreciate the great menu there at Fergs Public House in Aledo. And this has been today's Business Spotlight.